Targeted Grazing, David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. During a conversation with Dr. Karen Launchbaugh, the director of the University of Idaho's Rangeland Center, I brought up the name Wally Butler, who was a lobbyist and an Idaho Farm Bureau Federation range livestock specialist. She fondly remembered Wally, who passed away some time ago, and at any rate, I interviewed Wally numerous times regarding all things BLM grazing, etc. Now to our conversation. Wally used to say to me on a regular basis that grazing reduces cheat grass problems. Go into that a little bit for me.
One of the challenges with fire in the West now is cheatgrass. There's much more cheatgrass than there was. It was introduced about 100 years ago, and it's just expanded its range since then. Problem is because it's such an excellent fuel. So cows and sheep can be used very strategically to reduce cheatgrass. They can be grazed early in the spring or in the winter, and that can usually reduce cheatgrass and give the benefit back to the perennial grasses. On the other hand, if you do it wrong, you can spread cheatgrass. If grazing is done at a time that is detrimental to those perennial grasses, cheatgrass gets the edge. My story on cheatgrass is that careful grazing can really be used to manage it. Irresponsible or not careful grazing can spread cheatgrass.
So I'm a rancher and I want to do things responsibly. Where do I pick up a manual that says, here is how you graze cheatgrass and here is how you don't?
There's a handbook called Targeted Grazing for Landscape Enhancement. That's a great place to start. That was put together by myself and a few other scientists were the editors, and then we brought in many different people to look at different aspects, and there is a whole section on cheatgrass.
There you go, livestock producers. If it's Sparks.